This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Extra fees for nearly everything are a central part of flying for most of us these days. I just booked a flight with an airline that charges a buck for a little water. But starting in March, United Airlines won't charge extra for passengers who want their under 12 kids to sit next to them. This comes as the Biden administration works on rules to rein in some of these fees. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
In the past few decades, the average airfare has actually gone down by more than $180 if you adjust for inflation. But airfare doesn't technically include all of the fees for luggage, seat assignments, and priority boarding. Robert Mann, an airline industry analyst, says those extras started to pop up in the 90s at the same time as the web.
Suddenly, airlines had an option. They could build their own websites, they could sell directly via those websites, and they could sell certain things that they previously could not sell.
Unbundling is what the industry calls it. It started as a marketing method for low-cost carriers like Ryanair in Europe and Spirit Airlines in the U.S. The rest of the industry started following suit in 2008 when fuel prices broke records. Because the more weight a plane carries, the more fuel it needs.
So airlines attempted to get people essentially to leave stuff at home. Their motivation and their lever to do that was to charge you $50 to charge a bag. And from that point, it was kind of open season on fees, at least at big airlines.
Mann says today, U.S. carriers make around $30 billion a year in fees, and they prefer them to upping ticket prices because fees are not subject to federal taxes. Henry Hartfelt is a travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group.
So it's an accounting play.
Also, now a marketing play, because add-ons have become a way for airlines to get people to enroll in loyalty programs and credit cards. And it turns out most customers prefer fees. They feel like they get more value and have more choice. But Jay Sorensen, president of airline consulting firm IdeaWorks Company, says fees have become so common that some airlines are getting rid of a few to stand out.
The distinction between low-cost carriers and global network airlines has become less defined. And I think the airline industry made a mistake by allowing it to get to this level.
Sorensen thinks more airlines will start dropping fees that stress people out, like charging families for seat assignments. But he doubts those lucrative baggage add-ons are going anywhere soon. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.